We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joined by Luis Martinez. We were just hearing a little bit ago before that interview about the possibility of sending about 10,000 U.S. troops to the Middle East. Luis Martinez joining us now with more on this. Luis, how likely is this motion to happen?
Brian, what we're talking about is that the Pentagon is proposing later today at the White House an idea from U.S. Central Command to maybe send more reinforcements to the Middle East to deter Iran. The number that we're hearing is between 5 and maybe 10,000. But what this is all really about is just the defensive capabilities, the weapon systems, maybe Patriot anti-missile batteries, maybe more ships to deter Iran from carrying out threats against U.S. forces in the region. So it's unclear exactly what the numbers will be. And again, we're not talking about offensive ground troops. We're talking about the numbers of personnel that will be associated with those weapon systems.
Luis, where is the order coming from? The president, or is it coming from the Pentagon?
Sure. This is actually coming from within the Pentagon structure. There's a unit called U.S. Central Command. They are the military command that operates all U.S. forces in the Middle East, and they're the ones that generate where U.S. troops should go. They were the ones that actually came up with the idea to send the aircraft carrier and the B-52s a couple of weeks ago. We've been hearing recently that they wanted additional forces as part of a request to continue to deter Iran, and so this is all being generated from the ground up. And then it's made its way to the Pentagon, where it'll be presented to the White House today.
Is this something where if these troops were to be sent, we might actually know, the public might actually know a little bit more about what is going on with the Middle East, what new threat Iran face is kind of giving to us?
Sure. So one of the things that's been going on is we've heard from senior U.S. officials, you know, Secretary of State Pompeo, Defense Secretary Shanahan, talking about this threat from Iran. They briefed members of Congress on Tuesday, laid out the intelligence that they had. You heard some members say it was, you know, they came away convinced that there was a threat. Others said that the United States, the Trump administration, is pursuing a reckless policy, regardless of what they heard in there. But there's been a move afoot to try to declassify some of that intelligence to show the American public what it was that triggered this reaction in the first place.
What does the U.S. already have deployed in the Middle East?
So this is going to be a surprising number, Susan. It's between 60 to 80,000 troops in the entire Middle East. We're talking all the way from Syria to Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, you have 14,000 troops. You've got 7,000 between Iraq and Syria, but that still leaves tens of thousands more, and those are based in Gulf countries like Qatar, Kuwait, Bahrain. So, you know, when you add another 5 to 10,000, it's actually not that much more compared to the large size that we have there already.
Luis, thank you. That's Luis Martinez joining us live from the Pentagon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.